Amongst the shops and cafes on Thornton Heath's Brigstock Road is a government hostel, temporary home to newly arrived asylum seekers. Almost everyone is from Africa and the Middle East. They all know claimants fleeing conflict have a better chance of getting asylum, something some of the migrants are prepared to use to their advantage on their journey to Europe.
In England, I tell I'm from Iran, but in the middle of there, I tell them Syria, Afghan, in Greek, I tell them I'm from Syria.
And this group of real Syrians confirmed to Sky News there are people in the hostel posing as Syrian to improve their chances of staying. Mohammed Manlal shows us with pride his asylum application. He believes other refugees are missing out at the hands of economic migrants.
Some people tell the government, house office, they are Syrians. I don't know how. Maybe just say we are Syrians. Maybe they give it to their fake papers. Yeah, just like that.
So there are people staying in there now who you say are not from Syria but are pretending to be from Syria.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are they from?
From Morocco or from Iraq, from Egypt, from everywhere, from Afghanistan.
The Home Office says it has a rigorous application process and carries out language analysis where necessary, but concerns about who is living at the hostel are shared by some in the community. Greengrocer Mohammed Ali says there should be more checks on the temporary residents.
I don't know how they're going to check them. I mean, I could say, if I'm a terrorist, just saying, I ain't going to say, am I? You could look at me and say, I'm with a beard, but you can't judge a book by its cover. I mean, I'm here, I've been born and bred here. I mean, I wouldn't want anything to happen to my family. I mean, end of the day, you understand?
This is the dining hall where people eat here. This is the place to eat.
This mobile phone footage shows what life is like inside the hostel.
This is a cupboard, one eat without lock.
The government is obliged to provide accommodation for asylum seekers, and the Home Office told us they have robust mechanisms in place to ensure high standards are met by the contractors running the building. Yet the migrants have some unwanted guests of their own. Arriving in Britain is by no means the end of their journey. The next challenge, finding a place amongst a community already struggling with its attitudes to immigration. Lisa Holland, Sky News.